go. Let me say it again.
Come on.
Lock my door before you go. Please,
Jeff Floyd.
Please,
girl,
lock my door.
Go. One more thing. Every time I see you.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Cultural Excellence on the Buzz Studio W.
Maybe you got another
Global.
Love.
Hey, you better tell a friend.
And he told you he'll take care of you. Now if you don't want me, let me go. I'll be alright.
Hey, promise
you know before you leave my house.
I can't let this one right here get away. I cannot do it. This is Cultural Excellence, ladies and gentlemen. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy the buzz. Studio W, the buzz. We got a special guest in house tonight, Mr. Brady Smart. You hanging with me, WB and Del Waymaker. That's right.
And Bobby Blanch feels the blues.
Say what?
$5 you've got to pay.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Woo! Come on, grown
folks. Waitress, please clean my table.
Grown folks.
Buckle up.
Beer cans everywhere. Music's loud and everybody dancing, yeah.
It's a hell of a party.
That's a hell of a party up in
here. Right here, y'all.
Oh, yeah. You gotta stand in line to get a drink. You gotta wait outside. You gotta wait outside just to get a peek. Everyone loves a smaller club. You might meet some. You might meet someone there.
Come on, y'all, let's have a party tonight.
Something about this room.
It's on.
Yes, it is. Q-Flex.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
Q-Flex.
The dance floor, you can barely move.
I need that era. I need that era. I need to shoot out a little love tonight.
Yeah. Like the man said, it's on.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move. Johnny Taylor is still the favorite. And Bobby Bland steal the blues. $5 you've got to pay.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Just a jukebox and no DJ. Beer cans on the table.
Cigarette smoke
in the air. Yes, it is. Music's loud and everybody dancing, yeah.
That's a hell of a party.
Hell of a party. In here, oh yeah. Smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room, yes it is. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Come on,
they backed up in here.
Yeah, they up in here, fam.
But what I want to know is, how does all those people get on that small dance floor?
When they get out there, man.
They're waiting outside in front, trying to get
hell
in line,
too, you know,
just to get a peep to see what's going on up in here.
Yeah, but it's
on. Let me tell you again. Smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. Something about this room.
Oh, yes. Smaller the club, the bigger the party. Yes. Hey, guys. Welcome to Cultural Excellence. Cultural Excellence right here on The Buzz. Hey, I'm getting a little feedback. Let me stop this for a second. Getting a little feedback. All right. So watch your background noise, any external speakers, cut those off. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cultural Excellence right here on The Buzz. Studio W Buzz, your global radio network. I'm still getting feedback somewhere. Let me see. I'm going to troubleshoot this. Okay. All right. So, welcome to Cultural Excellence with The Waymaker, and we've got a special guest in the house tonight. Mr. Brady Smart. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing very well. Doing very well. And welcome to Cultural Excellence. This is one of my favorite shows here. I'm still getting some feedback. I'm gonna have to check some things here, but let's do this. All right. Still getting it. I'm gonna do this. All right. Okay. There's some feedback coming back from one of you guys. Turn off your speaker on your computer or on your phone. I think that might help out the situation. Okay. But we still need to hear you, so yeah, okay, that's where it's coming from. But that's okay. We're going to do this thing. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. Yes, sir. I'm excited. Ooh. Because this gentleman here, I heard, what was it, a week or two ago, we heard one of his songs. He was on with the Songbird.
Gender. Right. We played the song. It was just one night. It was last Tuesday. Last Tuesday night. Yeah.
Last Tuesday or last Wednesday? Because we're on Mondays and Wednesdays. So it must have been.
I know. We just came on. We just did something special. You just came on.
Is that what
just
happened?
Just for a moment.
We just had a special party.
Right.
Well, welcome to the party. This is what we do. And to our global listening audience, thank you guys so much. And happy Valentine's Day to you lovely ladies out there wherever you are. And if you're taking the time to listen to us, we love you too. All right? So if you have a Southern Soul request, you can text me. You can text me. And you can do that at 909-910-0265. 909-910-0265. And you can reach us anywhere around the globe. Anywhere. I don't care if you're in Africa. You mean New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the UK, okay. France.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how we make a, you don't act surprised. You already know this.
I just hearing it makes me excited because I do understand that each and every time we on here, that some amazing things happen and some amazing things happen to artists getting that necessary exposure. So it just makes me excited. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
And that's why we do this.
That's exactly because we committed. We committed on doing this, making sure that they get known all around the world.
That's it. And I'm so thankful that you came on as my co-host, even though that you came on as a guest.
There we go.
Yeah, about several months ago, you came on as a guest. Okay. And you were only supposed to stay 15 minutes.
15 minutes, exactly.
Let me look at my watch here. It's been 7 months.
And I'm still here.
And he's still here.
That means you do not welcome the Waymaker at your house because he won't leave.
He's not leaving. Look here. You better have a room. You better have a bed. You better have some food because he's not going anywhere. Just throw your hands up. Okay. Let's throw your hands up. Say, okay. All right. Waymaker. You part of the family now. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
but the thing about it is I got to tell you this, Brady. If he tried to leave, I put an APB out on him. Okay. Yeah. I've grown so close to this gentleman right here that I know where you are too. I have your address.
I know you.
All right, okay. So don't play. All right, he's not going anyway. So, hey Brady, hey, this is cultural excellence in music, art, entertainment, business, and education. And so the premise and the whole thing about this is that we want to showcase amazing talent like you, and amazing talent from our culture. Okay. Now we're going to showcase some other cultures later down the road, but right now, and especially this is Black History Month.
Yes.
To me, every month is Black History Month.
Amen.
All right. So.
Yes.
If you don't talk to somebody about the importance of Black people and Black history.
Yeah.
That might be a conversation you want to have with me off air. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know. Okay. So. Man, I'm excited to have you, Mr. Smart. And I want to share with the audience. Okay, if you're listening via Facebook, we have about five Facebook pages up here. Oh, my goodness. LinkedIn or Twitter, okay, you might want to download this app. Okay? Yeah. And if you're on Android, go to your Play Store and download Studio. Type it in right now. And the letter W pops up right now. It's a red, black, and white logo, and it says Studio W. It's just as simple, the buzz. Apple, you want to go to your Apple App Store and type in William Worldwide. And it kind of tells you what the wig making an eye what we're up to, okay? Hint, that's a hint, okay? William Worldwide on Apple. Google Play, Apple CarPlay, Alexa. You can also go to their website, which is Studio W. Let me repeat, Studio W. Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, okay? Are we clear on this? All right, let's get back to the show. So anyway, I had to drop that disclaimer. Waymaker, what we normally do, and Brady, it's customary on this show. We honor some of the great soul artists, R&B artists, Southern soul artists like yourself. When you, way after you have left this particular broadcast, yes, we also memorialize your music.
Absolutely.
And so if you will bear with us for a little while, we'll only keep you on for a little while, okay? But we're going to play all of your music, and we're going to ask you some pertinent things about where you started. When did you start singing? When did you know you could sing? Are you trained? And where your performances are, where you anticipate your performances going from here? But Waymaker,
yes, sir.
I got to drop this by my girl.
Okay.
You know. That one. That's my girl. She says it's going to be some smoke.
Lord have mercy.
Come on, Mika.
Come on.
That girl is too mean. Love you, Mika.
Come on, yeah.
I used to call you daddy.
Come on. She said
now
used to.
Mika.
I'm gonna text her right now. She better be listening. Hey, 007 is in the house.
You made
apologize a thousand times. Cause at the end of the day, I'm not tolerating nobody cheating on me.
That's a bad girl, man. Can you imagine her and Nelly Tiger Travis on the same stage? Good Lord. They're going to have to call the fire department.
Her and Wes Love are going to be on the same stage.
And then, hey, Waymaker. We got to give our main man.
Come on now.
Come on. I had to do it to you. Mr. D. Saunders. I'm a good man.
I ain't hard to find. Al 19. Walmart.
Hey, look. The number is 909.
Come on. I done told you.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the 909. I ain't that hard to find. All alone with no kissing and hugging. Come on. You need to know it's time to unwind. I need you to be mine. I've been waiting a while to kick back, grab a glass. Yeah, but I gotta let you know how I feel. Girl, I'm a good man.
I'm a good man.
Yeah. Come on,
yeah. Yeah.
And I ain't too hard to find.
Ain't too hard to find. Hey, Mika, Mika. Are you in the house, baby?
Come on, North Mississippi. North Mississippi, where you at? Tell me that you're scared of starting over.
Locked your heart and won't let no one. Come on, man, look. But baby, you can't judge me by them others. All I ask is time to show I am who you. You guys enjoying the show? Life. Let me know. I'm WB hanging out behind this MIC with Don't Waymaker.
Oh, yeah.
Cultural essence at its finest.
Come on, 007. 007, yeah, girl.
007 is, 007's been in the house. She got a, she has a front row seat. Hey. Hey, Jackie. I know you listen, girl. I know you on the job.
Hey, Jackie.
Oh, yeah. And I ain't too hard to find. And see, hey, Waymaker.
Yeah.
I'm a little conflicted about this next one, but that's all right. I might drop it anyway. I'll tell you about it later. Baby, I need you. Come on.
It's Valentine's night. Do what you want to, baby. Baby, girl, I'm a good man. Cupid.
Oh, you know what? That fits. That definitely fits. Happy Valentine's Day.
Come on.
Oh,
I need to buy your arrow.
Hey, you looking for a good man? Oh boy, you hanging out with me, WB, and the Waymaker, and I had to.
Come on, WB.
No. I can't help myself.
You hit them in the throat already, WB.
And yeah.
Oh, I got.
Okay. That's my intention.
He going to my alley now. I like that one.
Come on.
Yeah.
Derek the Change Man Smith.
Oh yes.
That bad boy. That what I feel ain't real. This
come
should
on,
be,
y'all.
You know what? This drug should be illegal. Should be banned. But no.
Yep.
But don't. I'll go undercover and get it. Hey girl.
I'm still. What's your name, dear? I'm
crazy, you crazy. If this is a drug, I will go on the street to get this one.
I know you moved on. You got a new family.
I'm telling you right now.
I heard you got
three kids.
Come on, Jeff.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me.
Wrong,
heard that you're doing good. On your job, you got a promotion.
We just dropping down.
But I hope that man treats you good.
Look.
Giving you love.
I ain't worried about either one of them.
But oh, sure. Baby, I'm still crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm still crazy.
That's cold, but look. Hey, hey, guys.
Still crazy.
Ooh, I'm looking for Cupid.
Ow!
Listen here, baby.
She's got to respond.
I'm not trying to call.
Hey, get out of this one.
Hell in your home before I give you stress. I'll leave.
I'm like you, Brady.
Crazy.
I got to lean back on this one.
But if that happens,
look, that'll make you do that right there, guys.
Before I close the door.
Close
the door and tell you goodbye.
Goodbye.
I just feel like doing a little big.
Man. Yeah.
I'm still crazy. I am crazy. You. I wanna just and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still
March 2nd, Selma, Alabama. Derek the James Man.
Oh, I'm still crazy about you.
Selma, Alabama.
I don't understand how that man been with you this long.
About
oh,
you.
Yes. Haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. I heard you got his kids, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't.
Come on.
God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be, now this is crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy. Oh, crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. Baby, and in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer,
the bottom.
There are pictures of you and I. And sometimes, when I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures where we went to the county fair, and I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy! I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind, but if you have anything left for me, tell me, cause I'm going crazy.
Cupid,
man, look.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all going to say the benediction on my back.
You took the words out of my mouth, man. I'm saying,
that brother singing that song.
Look, singing. Where are my nerve pills, heart medication?
I'm glad you said that because I just talked to the lady right before we came on air.
Okay.
And she said, this is what her words was, entertainment.
In a day now. And look here. Let me just share something with you. That lady that you've been talking to has been promising the same thing for 5 months. And so, Waymaker, you are officially fired off of shipping and handling. No. Look, stick to what you're great at. Promoting, bringing on great art. No, Waymaker, please listen to me. Okay. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, close your ears, okay, right now. This is between me and the Waymaker, okay? Waymaker, stay where you are great at. You are great at promoting. Hands down.
Right.
One of the greatest promoters I've ever met. And you just received some awards for your promotions. Absolutely. Yes. I'm proud of you, brother. Okay?
Thank you.
And you have never, ever sent me an artist that I said, oh, hell no. No, every artist that you sent me, they have been fantastic. Some have been greater than others, but all of them have been really, really, really good. So that tells me your taste in music.
Absolutely.
And so what I'm trying to tell you, bro, and stay in your lane. I'm gonna talk to Brady right now. I ain't talked to Brady. No. I'm going to Brady. This is what we do each and every week. I don't know why he keep trying to get into shipping and handling.
That's not his forte.
You know, some of us are great.
Y'all have to have a good time on here every week. I can tell it. You got to. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, brother. And we do. It's all about fun, having fun, because everybody, you think at what's happening in the world today. This platform, I'm going to take a deep breath right now. Because cultural excellence, to me, is one of the most important platforms that I have, or we have, on The Buzz. The Buzz, this is not a podcast. And folks, I don't get offended when you call it a podcast, but I get offended. Don't do it. Because we are a broadcast. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With the finest in music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. But the reason why cultural excellence is so important to me, Brady, and Wimick already know this, and I'm so glad we're talking about this in February, Black History Month.
Most definitely.
Because cultural excellence is all about that. In business, art, music, education, okay? And you better be about that business. you better educate yourself. And we talk about the art and the entertainment value of the whole situation, right? So we're so happy to have you because I heard one of your songs and we're going to play each and every one. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Your friend, Mike Ward. Mad Mike.
Okay.
He's listening in.
All right. Hello there, Mike. Happy Valentine's
Day. Yeah. I don't care about him. Because, see, Mike only acknowledged you. And I had to let him know there are two hosts here.
Sound like you're doing a little hate.
Sound like I don't care what you call it.
You can call it.
I don't give a damn.
You can call it.
You can call it whatever you want. I don't care. Do you think I care, Waymaker?
That's why I'm the waiter.
and that's why I'm WB. And I don't care. And Mike, you know how I feel about that too. Because Mike is a troublemaker. and he sent me this emoji and told us whatever. I'll tell you what's ever, Mike. I'm going to talk to you after this program is over because this is not fit for me to say on air right now. Okay. Okay, let's get back to it. So, Brady.
Yes, sir.
Hey, please, I apologize for this shenanigans.
Oh, look, I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Man. Hey, if you notice, this is not an interview. We don't have interviews.
Ooh.
No. We are anti-interviews. We have conversations.
Yeah.
And so what we want to know, I'm going to do something first.
Okay.
I'm going to play this jam right here.
Ooh.
And then we're coming back and we're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
Can we do that?
You know, a songwriter once told me that if
can
I
we do this?
Find myself awakened in the wee hours of the night.
I just want, hey, bro. It's a simple yes or no. Can we do
pick
this?
Pick up a pencil and a piece of paper and just sit down and
That's my song.
That's no, that I dropped the mic on it.
So I wrote a song just for you. This is what I wrote.
Woo! Man. Wow.
It's cause I had a dying.
Oh my goodness.
I believe.
Oh my goodness.
What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
Come on, Mr. Smart. Come on, Mr. Smart.
If I thought it made you smile.
I agree with that, Mr. Smart. I agree with that. Woo!
Yeah.
Even if I had to walk every last mile.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
These are the thoughts of a man who's in love.
I'm just angry.
Man ain't free.
Hello world, hello world.
Dude is insane. Oh my goodness.
Come on, y'all.
Sent down from up above.
I'm loving this, man. Wow.
I talk about David and Bathsheba.
This is a bad boy here.
Even if I were told you were forbidden, I still think I need you.
Got a head.
For there's something I can't resist when I look into your eyes.
Come on, come on, tell up.
Damn, do I have to drop this again?
Lord! We make a much more pretty picture. It's much I bet. Cause no fairy tale is gonna leave my love for you.
Wow. Go ahead, son. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead, boy. Damn. He's tearing this thing up. He done tore it up.
These are the thoughts of a man who's in love. One more thing.
I'll tell him that I did it all for you.
Man. Come on,
Cupid. You're the one who told me that finding you would be such a good thing.
That incredible
man. With you by my side, I'll run this race.
Wow.
I pray that our love will grow stronger than the wind. The sun is gonna soon be up. But right now my mind is free. It's just you and me. And all I can think about is love.
Thank you.
These are just the thoughts of a man.
Man, look.
God sent it from above.
This is where talent meets the world.
I'm telling
you. This is where talent meets the world.
Hey, man. Fresno Concerts is in the house. She said, I love that song. Beautiful love song. Oh, my God. 007.
Hey, shout out.
Man, shout! Go ahead.
I know my beautiful wife just sent me a message and to let me know that she was tuned in. So I just sent to let her know that I wrote that song for her and she tuned in to us listening tonight. And I wanted to make sure to tell her a happy Valentine's Day and that I love her dearly. So I want to make sure that I sent that out to her tonight.
And you know what? That's why you still married.
I want to keep it that way. All men know that tonight.
Hey, look here. Hey, look. I tell you what. Hey, bro, you keep singing like that. She ain't going nowhere.
I promise you.
Yeah.
She might get to the door, but she gonna turn around.
No, she ain't. Hey, look here.
Just started singing that. She gonna turn around.
And, you know, especially when you go over that first tenor. How many octaves do you sing over first tenor?
The last time that I was scaled, I was told that I had, right at 5.5 octaves.
What? I was,
yeah. I was actually trained as a countertenor, you know, so I was trained to use my more upper register, but as I've gotten a little bit older and voice has gotten a little bit heavier, I just kind of mix it up all together, you know, as they put it. So yeah. But I was initially trained as a countertenor.
Man, that's, you know, because remember, when I opened the show, I said, I wanted to know if you were vocally trained, you know, and when, but I'm going to go back a little bit because I want the audience to know, more about you. At what age did you start singing?
Whew. Wow. WB, my earliest recollections of singing go all the way back when I was about 3 years old, sitting in my grandmother's living room. My grandmother had one of those portable record players, you know, that she'd sit in the middle of the floor. And I can remember at 3 years old, sitting down, singing along with the record players, you know, as the records were turning. So, you know, as the old country saying goes, I've been singing long as I was knee high to a duck.
Well, you know what? Oh, man. I am so intrigued by your voice, man. I absolutely love your voice. When I first heard that song, as a matter of fact, we played it. And Waymaker told me, he said, play this song. Had never heard it before. You know? And we heard it the first time. Was it last Tuesday when we did a special?
Yeah. Right.
We did it the first time, right? And so I said, wow. The amazing thing about this, and I said this before, The Waymaker always send great talent. I don't know how, you know, he has a great ear. Obviously, he has a great ear for talent. And I'm so appreciative of this brother. I love this brother. Even though I fired him from the other department. Okay. Okay. Shipping and handling. I have to remind you because I don't know why you're trying to get your job back. You ain't good at it.
I don't give up.
Well, I know that. But Waymaker, stick to promotion and bringing these great artists. Brady, he has never sent me a bad artist yet. Never. And we've been doing this. We have, give you an idea. I got to share this with you. Okay. We've had Lamar Brace. Oh my God. Before that, Lady Q, Dr. D, Kai, Ramon and Rush, Miss Kelly, Poochie, Vel Omar, Lamar Brace, Master T, Karen Wolf, Beverly Haynes, Why Not, Ross, Breeze, okay, Miss Key, Al Davis, Shadasia. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Shadasia. That's a bad girl right there. That's a bad girl. As a matter of fact, we're going to drop something by her in a little bit. The Songbird Ivy, Shavana, Wild Bill, James Red, Captain Jack, J.L. Thompson, Sugar Daddy, Creepsod, Summer Wolf. That's another one of my favorites. David Prescott, Shayla. Waymaker, you can jump in anytime you want, okay? Kenny Wayne, Mika Mika, D Maestro, Taiwan, Jinder. Oh, my God. What a talent.
Mr. Rutter, Ramon and Rush. Why Not Rose?
Remedy.
Let's keep going on. Remedy. Gita Jones.
Man, look.
And the list just keep growing. Thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you something else. And this was a promise that this brother made to me. Mr. Sir Charles Jones told me that he was going to come on this network.
Yeah.
Fat Daddy did too.
Yeah.
Okay. I met him eyeball to eyeball in Florence, South Carolina, where I had a great time. Tucker was on the show. Gita Jones. No, not Gita. Yeah, Gita was on that. Sir Charles Jones was on there. A Fat Daddy. Yeah. And oh my goodness, what a show that was. So anyway, let's get back to it. You were 3 years old. That's, I'm sure you know how incredible that is. Waymaker, we've had a few artists on that started at 3 years old.
Right.
Yeah, a few artists, right? And right. 5 years old, 7 years old, 10, but still, when you discover your talent, Brady, when did you know that you could sing? Unmute your mic.
I knew that I could sing in that sense, I would say, when I was third grade. Third grade was the first time that I ever sang before an actual crowd. I sang before the assembly in elementary school.
Wow.
Of 600 plus children. So I hear a lot of people talking about how they came out performing in front of an audience.
Right.
One of my first, the first time that I ever was performed was in front of about 600 students.
Wow.
And in third grade. And I remember receiving a standing ovation when I finished.
Oh.
And I think even at that early age, that instilled within me that this was something that I knew I wanted to do basically for the rest of my life.
Right. Hey, let's take it right there. At the third grade, how old are you?
How old
12?
Was I?
Is it 12?
No, I was younger than that. It was younger than, but it was somewhere that it made it
about nine years old.
Oh, my God.
It was younger than 12. Yeah, it had to be about 8, 9, somewhere
now. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then that kind of explains why you're so bad now. You knew at 9 that you had it. And we don't flatter people. Waymaker will tell you. If you're good, you're good. As a matter of fact, if you weren't, you wouldn't be here. You definitely would be. A Waymaker wouldn't have referred you, right? And so your voice is so absolutely incredible. Do you have family members that are singers?
Oh, most definitely. I came from a singing background. My grandmother was the first one who initially began, you know, who started off. My grandmother had a beautiful voice.
Oh, wow.
I come from a lot of aunts and uncles who sing, and I even married a singer. My wife has a beautiful singing voice. She's a musical artist as well. So I do. I come from a whole line of singers.
Right.
Music is just something that, as they say, music is basically something that's just in my DNA.
Brother, you have to keep doing what you're doing because you're bringing happiness. I'm getting text messages over this last song. I only played one, and I'm getting text messages on this right now. And so she says, yes, he is fire. Hey, that's Kim Rogers there.
All right. Hello there, Miss Kim.
Thank you, Miss Kim. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, look at, and 007, she says, outstanding. She says, I'm speechless.
I totally understand. Yeah. I tell you this, WB. I tell you this. This is a little small story. I was passing this guy at the award show, and the Lord kept telling me to say something to him, and I wouldn't. I refused to. But the third time, I had to stop and do what the Lord said, and I just gave him my number. I said, look, I said, for whatever reason, you know, you a sing artist? He said, yeah. I said, well, send me your music. Okay, right. I listened to it. All right, so short story. Once he sent me his music, I promise you, I see why the Lord had me to stop. I mean, I hadn't heard this guy sing or nothing. He sent me the music, and when I heard that song, right, I took my shoe off and threw it up against the wall.
You told me that.
and that's true. Okay. And he would tell you the same thing how we met. I walking past him. So I say this to say that. When God lays something on your heart, y'all, this is the point I want to get. When God lays something on your heart for us to do, quit
it.
Refusing. Quit refusing because you don't know what kind of joy you're going to get out of that. Just do what he say do. And
that's
I'm
right.
Thankful and blessed that I did what the Lord told me to do when I met this gentleman here.
Well, I tell you what. Hey, Brady, tell us this. Where are you, state and city you in?
I was born and raised in a little small town in Mississippi, central Mississippi, by the name of Goodman. Now look, Goodman is, when people say that they come from a small town, you know, they say, well, we got about 5,000 or 6,000 people here. Nah, Goodman is one of those little towns with maybe a couple of thousand people. Look, two gas stations and a post office.
Well, let me ask you this. So do you got, so I'm going to take a wild guess. Do you have, I'm going to ask a question rather. Do you have a stoplight in Goodman?
We do not have a stoplight.
Okay, that's my point. Okay, man, look.
You just pause in Goodman. You just pause.
You just pause and make sure the world is clear what you do.
Well, guess what, bro? Hey, look here. Because of your small town, it still didn't stop you from producing great, great music, my friend. That didn't stop you at all. So this is what we're going to do. Oh, my. I tell you what, I got to do this, Waymaker, because since we were featured in this magazine.
Oh, yes. Southern Soul Magazine.
Southern Soul Magazine. JoJo,
yes.
We've got to get honors to you. And I'm not sure, Brady, if you know this lady or not. But this. Oh, no. Hold it. Okay, I don't want to do that one yet. Let's do this. Let's see if this works here.